there where that two people cannot be mavato, there is just to one, or to the case that they'll think it's also good if one person is mavato, his reshus to two. And when you mavato to two people and those two people do not make an erev, then it doesn't help. So kamash mom, we don't make this gezerah. That two people are allowed to be mavato to one, even though one person cannot be mavato his reshus to two people. That what? That two people cannot accept their reshus from other people. Since these two people did not make an erev together, they're still also right now. Fred Gemara Lomeli, what do I need this chiddush for? Loitzricha the chiddush is that afagav the amrule kini amanas lahatnis. Even though at the beginning, when these first three people were mevatel their reshus to these two people, they said right then, we'll be mevatel our reshus to you, and you have a right to give it over to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. Why? Because they didn't do it right that second. So the first, second, when these three people were mavato, they were reshus to two, still it's also for these two people to carry out right now. So since at that time it's also the first bitl is bottle, and it doesn't help us the fact they gave you reshus to mavato the second time. It doesn't help. So that's the chiddush of the sefer of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, boi minay abayim rabba, abayim is the shalaf and rabba, chamisha sheshruyim b'chotzer achas, you have five people living in one chotzer. One of the five forgot to make an Aruba Chatzeris. Yeah. And it's Shabbos now. The other four made an Aruba Chatzeris. And one of them forgot to. So right now, it's also for everybody to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. It's also. What's the Yetzer? Kishu Mavatu Rishusoi. So the Yetzer is, let this one person be Mavatu his Rishus. Let him give up his right to use the Chotzer. So true, he'll go and be Mavatu, give up his right to use the Chotzer. But the Shiloh is now, Kishu Mavatu Rishusoi. Does he have to go over to all four people separately and say, I'm going to be mevatel my reshus to you? Oiloi, maybe it's no, it's enough if he's mevatel to one of the five, one of the four. If he's mevatel to one of them, that's enough. Like, yet, vital helps for everybody. Yeah, that's the shayla. Yeah, Zati Gemara. So this shayla was what? This was Abaye es Rabba. Abaye es Rabba the shayla. What's the halacha? So Amalei. So Rabba answered back. Sorech levato lechol echod v'yechod. You should know you have to be levato separately to everyone separately. It's not help Rabba. Vice versa, Abaye holds not like that. Eisvei patimar kashan on Rabba. Echod sheloy iruv. One person did not make an erev. Now Rashi said this going on the case could go in gimel d'yurim b'chotzer. Let's say you have three people living in the same chotzer. Three apartments open up into the same chotzer. As hashnayin irvu, two of them made an eruv b'chotzer together. V'yashlishi lo irvu, and the third person did not make an erev together. Is mevato liyechod min ha'ma'arvin, that this one person, now he has a right to be mevatel just to one of these two people. Umutter, and now it's mutter. Tahai bahadi chavri iruv. Because one made an erev with the other one. This is not doima to what we were learning before, that you can't be mevatel to two people. Because there they did not make an erev together. But if let's say here, the two people made an erev together, so this third person could be mevatel only to one person. So this is the raya that Rashi Alma from here we see klo, not like Rabba. That ain sarach levata el yechod, the kula hevik echad. Because since they made an erev together, they considered like one person. So when you want to be mevato, your reshus now to all the people that made an erev, it's enough just to be mevato to one person. This is the kasha on Rabba. Again, let's see the Gemara. Eisvei, echot shla erev. One person does not make an erev with the rest of the people. Is noisen reshusen liyechod. He has a right to mevato his reshus just to one of the other people. This is the kasha on Rabba. She erev. Noisen reshusen liyechod she erev. Let him give it to one of the people that made the Yeruv. What about Shnayim Shirvu? Yeah. Shnayim Shirvu, let's say two of them made an Yeruv, is Naisan Rishusan Liyechot Shla Yeruv. They could give it over Mavatla to one person that did not make an Yeruv. Now the Gemara later is going to explain what the Chiddush of every single case here is. We're going to go through a few cases now, even though the Ikka Kasher is only from this first case. But now when the Brisa says a few cases, and later on the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush of each case is. So this case, the Chorus Kita, there are two people that made an error together and one person did not, so two could be mevatel their reshus to one. Yeah. Reshus l'yechus shla'irv. What about Ushnayim shla'irvu? Two people did not make an error.
noistem rishuson lishnayim shirvu. They could be mevatel their rishus to two people if those two people did make an eruv v'chaser together. So they get these first two out of here. So now who's living here? Just these two with the eruv. Therefore, it's mutter. Or else the two people could mevatel to one person, even though this one person did not make an eruv, because now it's only like this one person is living here. Avoloi echad sheiruv noisen rishusai liechad shleiruv. But one person that made an eruv cannot be mevatel his rishus to one person that did not make an eruv. So Rashi says, im echad noisen shliechad shlishi hadashadari moim. Rashi aval ein echad sheiruv. Im echad noisen rishusai liechad shlishi shdari moim. Voloi eruv. Vichibota leir rishusai akat ike chavre diosrelei. He said, only one person is mevatel his rishus to the other person. So since there is a third person living here, the third person asks on the other person. So again, the lashon is, avoloi echad shirim. If one person, like there were three people living here, one person made an eruv together with his friend. So one of these people can't noisim rishus to liechad shlo eruv. He can't give mevatel his rishus to this third person that does not make an eruv. Because since he only can give over his rishus, he can't give over his friend's rishus, so his friend is still living here, so his friend asks on this third person. V'yein shnayim she'irvu noisnin rishusam l'shnayim shle'irvu. This is cheater also. If two people, even though they made an eruv together, they cannot be mevatel their rishus to two people living in the chotzer that did not make an eruv together, like we had before. Because since these two people did not make an eruv, they ask the ze al ze. They ask the one on the other. V'yein shnayim shle'irvu noisten rishuson lishnayim shle'irvu. This is also the chur of pshita. Like just saying it over again, the Gemara will explain. This is also a pshita. That two people, that are not, like there were four people living together, and none of them made an eruv here. So two of them cannot be mevatel their rishus to the other two people. Because since we still have two people living here that didn't make an eruv, these two people asa ze al ze. Now, noisen rishusai liechad, now the Gemara is explaining now. Now we'll explain this obraisa. The first case was, noisen rishusai liechad shiruv. Yolada bimavatu your rishus to one of the people that made an eruv. So, Pasha, the case is you have three people living in the chotzer, two of them made an eruv together, and one did not. So, this one person now that did not could be mevatel his rishus to one of these two people. Hey, chidomi, what's the case? If there's not even a third person involved, so what do you mean this person made an eruv? You only make an eruv with somebody else. We're talking about now this person that made the eruv has somebody else also living in this chotzer. And still it says that this third person that did not make an eruv, he has the right to be mevatel his rishus to who? To one of the people that made the eruv. So even though there are two people involved in the eruv, all you have to be mevatel your rishus is just to one person. So this is a raya l'chura, not like it is the kasha on Rabba. Rabba says that when you mevatel your rishus, you have to be mevatel it to every person separately. And here it's mashma, no. You only have to mevatel it to one person in the eruv. That's enough. So l'chura it's a raya tabaya. So the more of a Rabba, what does Rabba do here? Hocha b'mayaskin a Rabba zafayne kimto teheve yomis. We're talking about true. At the beginning of Shabbos, there was a third person living there. And those two people made an eruv together. But now, Shabbos morning, that person died. So now there are only two people left. So now, when this second person, the third person, wants to be mevatel his rishus to the second person, all he has to do is just mevatel it to him. Because the person is mate, he's not here anymore. That's the pshat according to Rabba. So Rashi, Devi Yomis. Rashi Bavoning, when the person dies, he has Yerusha. People yashin him. So if the ben yashins him, so bezoy the ben should ask him now. So talking about in the Biko and Ish Boiloi Mukulor the Chimeis and the Yosha Shom Klum. Everybody had just a tent and it's not so choshi, there's no Yerusha on that. So the kids, so when the person died on Shabbos, nobody takes over his Dira. Therefore, who's left? Just these two people. Therefore, one person can mevatel to the other person. According to Rabba, if you have three people alive living here in the chotzer, one person is mevatel to the other two, he has to go to both of them separately or together and be mevatel to both of them. You can't just be mevatel to one person. Here that says you mevatel to one person is because the other person, the third person, died. So at the Gemara, if you tell me now the person was alive, and he died, you know, at the beginning of Shabbos, there were three people. That's why two of them made an Eruv. And now one of them died. Ein Sefer. What does the Sefer say? Aval ein Echod she'iruv noisen rishusay li'echod shela iruv. One person that made an Eruv cannot give up his right without his rishus to the other person. Now why not? Now vi dehev yomis, if the third person died, in other words, first the two people made an Eruv together. So we're saying now one of these two can't give up their rishus to the other person. And the svar is, because even though you're giving up your rishus, but your friends, your shutif, his rishus are still there. So still you have two people living in the chutz, it's also. But if you're telling me the mitzvah is now, that the one of his friends died, that these two people that made the Eruv together, one of them died, vi dehev yomis, am I alive? So you only have one of them alive now, so why can't this person be mevatel his rishus to the other person? Elipshit, Elamayata told me, the case is talking about, the Isai, that the Seif is talking about, that the three people are still alive now. So when two of them made an Eruv together, and the third person did not, it doesn't help if one of these two people mevatel their rishus to the third person. Because since the other shutif did not, it's usur. So you see, we're talking about where they're alive. And for the Gemara, to the Gemara's asking now, or me the Sefer Isa, Reisha Nami Isa. Since the Sefer is talking about we all three are alive, the Chura the Reisha should also be talking about we all three are alive. And then if the Kasher and Rabbah, if all three are alive, the Reisha says, when this one person, the third person, is Mavatl, his Rishus to these two, he just has to Mavatl to one of the two. So you see, one is enough. And for the Gemara, no. Me the Ira, is one talking about in the same case as the other one. Each one is talking about their own case. They're not talking about the exact same case. Each one's talking about a separate case. Therefore, there's no raya. Yes, according to Rabbah, we'll still say the Reisha is talking about where the person died, and the Sefer is where he did not die. So the Gemara Teda, I'll bring your raya to Rabbah that the Reisha is talking about where the third person, one of them died. Rashi the Teda, me Reisha, to have your mishaskinim. We're talking about where the person died. The Isa, because if the person was alive, Sorach Lahai Livtulile, you should have been Mavatul to him. Like Rabbah, if the person's alive, you have to be Mavatul to every person separately. So what's the Raya? Tiktoni Sefer the Reisha. The Reisha of the Sefer says, the Sefer of the Reisha says, Ushnayim Shaloi Irvu, two people that did not make an Eruv together, Noistin Rishuson Lishnayim Shirvu. They are allowed to be mevatel their rishus to another two people, providing those two people did make an Eruv together. So we consider now, like you only have these people here, and they made an Eruv, therefore it's like one, therefore they're mutter to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now, it's a diyuk, lishnayim in, you only mutter to do with the two people, liyechot loy, it says lashin of, mashma, you have to be mevatel your rishus to both of them. So the diyuk lishnayimin, to two of them yes, liyechad loy, but to one no. Mashmit's not enough to mevatel your rishus to one. So chutz astira, the reisha would say yes, you can only mevatel to one. So chutz astira the reisha to the sefer. So that's a raya to Rabbah. So the reisha is talking about where the person died. That's why you could only be mevatel. That's why you could be mevatel only to one. Mashenkin, where both of them are alive, like it says here, you have to be mevatel to both of them separately. And I love that separately, but you have to mevatel to both of them. Could be both together. Both have to be there together. You can mevatel to both of them. So the Mara of the Abaye, what does Abaye do with this deed? Abaye Omer, my lebeis. What does it mean? You have to mevatel to two people, mashma to both of them. Liyechod mi beis enechnami, just to one of the two. Fred Gemara, ihochi listni liyechod shiruf or liyechod shleiruf kasha. So now it's a kasha for Abaye. If you only have to mevatel to one of them. So what of a chal you have to say the case when you have two of them, like you mevatel to two of them? Let it just say, you can mevatel to one and it's enough. Meinachnam, it's a little bit of a kasher according to Abaye. It's not a tiyuft, it's not a stira to Abaye, but I call upon him a little of a kasher it is. Why doesn't it say glat? You only have to mevatel to one person and not more. And like Rashi says, Yochid listen liyechot shiruv, kidatoni bereisho, v'ano yadanim and melai would know the terrain in. We're talking about two people here. The ein eruv v'loy shnayim, you can't have an eruv without two people. So let it just say mevatel to one she'iruv. When it says le'echot she'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. Until I see only one is enough. So why does it say like that? Elamai is a little of a kasher on Abaye. In other words, just by saying le'echot she'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. And that will be mashmu, because it says eruv, you're going to make an eruv with two people. And that will be mashmu, you only have to be mevatel to one. So it should have said that loshin, senachman, a little bit of a kasher it is on Abaye.
Yeah, so the more vital.
Echot shaloi iriv, noisen rishusle lechet shiriv. One person that did not make an eruv, he has a right to mevatel his rishus to somebody else that didn't make an eruv. Li echot shiriv. Lechet shiriv mashma, there are two other people here. That's what it means. One was mevatel, there are two people making the eruv. So one is mevatel to two people. So the more la baya de isay. According to Abaye, we're talking about the other two people are still here. So there were three people. Two of them made an eruv together, and now one, the third person, is b'mavato to these two people. And still, it says a loshen leechod. Ukamash melon. We hear the ain tsarach levato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. You do not have to mavato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. It's enough to mavato it to one. That's a bayishita. The rabba, but according to rabba sheet, it's not that way. You have to mavato separately or to each one of them. Is the heavier miss. Here when it says the Lashon, Mavatl to one of them means because the other one was mace. And what's the Chiddush here? Well, like Gaza, we don't make a Gzeira, Zimnin the Isi. Maybe in the case where they'll both be alive. So, let's make a Gzeira. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you have these two people made the Erev together. So the third person, when he's Mavatl, only to one, even though now the third person died, let's make a Gzeira, it's no good, or to another case where they're both still alive. Kamashman, we don't make this Gzeira. That's the Chiddush here.
The God is in the Isa, Yadisa. So now, Shnayim, what's the next case of the Braisa? Shnayim She'irvu, two people that didn't make an error together, is Alocha Noisnin Rishusan Li'echot Shla'ir. Two people that made an error together, they could be Mavato, their Rishus, to one person that was not Mishtatif in the error. But the more Pshita Avada, why not? You have two people be Mavato, the Rishus to one, why isn't it good? Shita. The more mild the time I would think. Kiv on the loy iruv. Likna say, since this third person, this one person now, did not make an error with the other two, so I should make a kenas to say, since you were not mishtatev, you didn't take care of the error before Shabbos, you have no etzer now to be mevatel on Shabbos, kamash melon, no, but still you could be mevatel. Even though the other two didn't make an error, but now that they're mevatel, they're reshus to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just to you, still you're allowed to carry out. And we don't make a kenas on you to say that, like, since you did not make an Erev, you should not have a right to carry out now. No, the Maestah, the other two people were nice to you, and they're Mavato, they're just to you. So now you're not the only one living here. You're allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the Chotzer. Yeah, Ubeiz Shloi Irvu. Next case was two people that did not make an Erev together. Noisnin Rishuson Lishnayin Shirvu. They have a right to mavatel their rishus to two people that didn't make an eruv together. So tomorrow, the rabba, according to rabba, taught in the sefer legluy resha. Here it says a loshin noisin rishusim lishnayim. Mashma, you have to be mavatel to both of them. It's not enough just to mavatel to one of them. So according to rabba, the reason why it says this extra case is like taught in the sefer legluy resha to come to explain back to the resha. The resha also means like this. That when you mavatel your rishus to two people, you have to be mavatel to both of them. It's not enough to mavatel to one of them. La baya, but according to Abaye that learns not like that. Abaye learns that you have a right to mavatel to one of them. It's enough. Beij shloi irvu itzuchle. Abaye says the chiddush of the sefer is that we're talking about two people that did not make an error together. They have a right to mavatel to the two people that made an error. Lay. What's the chiddush? Ba'asal gadai techamin. If I would think ligzo, let's make gzera here. It's no good. That Dilma also liftumi lahu, that maybe the opposite way. Maybe the two people that made the Erev will be mavatel their rishus to these two people that did not make the Erev. And then it's no good like we learned before. But since these two people did not make an Erev, they asked themselves there, Kamash Mulanda, no, we don't make such a gzeira. That the two people that did not make an Erev has the right to mavatel their rishus to these two people, and according to Abaye, it just means to one of these two. You could be mavato your rishus, and we don't make the zero. Maybe it'll happen the other way. Yeah. Kamash malon. Kamash malon. Oy li echod shloi iruv lomeli. Or else it says you can mavato your rishus to the one person that not make an eruv. The churul lomeli. Pshita you could. From a mother time I would think. Han imili hechod imiktsos an iruvu or miktsos an loy iruvu. Aval hecho the kulon loy iruvu likan sinu. The chiddush of the last case is, even though nobody made an Erev Chatzeris, and now on Shabbos, one of them wants to mevatel his rishus to the other person, still it helps. But I would think, When is there a yisoid of bitul reshus? We are called upon him. Somebody in the Erev made an Erev. Somebody in the Chotzer made an Erev. Like you have five people living here. I'll call upon him. Two of them made an Erev. So people will know in this Chotzer is such a din as a Hilchas Erevin. So then, even though the other three did not, either the other three can mavatel their reshus to these two, or else everybody can mavatel reshus to one. But in a case where nobody in the Chotzer made an Erev, I would think maybe now we won't be makel to say that you can mavatel reshus to one, that people should not forget about Hilchas Erevin, kamash belongs to its mutter. But there's also a chelik of the halacha, that if you mavatel your reshus, it's good, that's also a halacha. So you're not going to forget the halacha of the garmi. Baita. Then the end of the brayso was Abul Ein Echad Sheiruv Noisen Rishusoy LeEchad Shelo Iruv. But one, in other words, it means that if one person made an eruv, in other words, there were two people there that made an eruv together. There were three people living in the chotzer. Two of them made an eruv together, and the third one did not. So now one of these two cannot be mevatel his rishus alone to the third person. It doesn't help. And pshita. Because since there's the other person in the Eruv, the other person, his friend, the Shutiv, was not Mavatl his Rishus, so I can't be Mavatl his Rishus to the third person. So we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv Chaseris together. Levi did not. Now Reuven, if he's Mavatl his Rishus to Levi, it doesn't help, because the Meister Shimon is still living here. So therefore it's also. For the Gemara, look like Pshita, rather it's also. What's the Chiddush here? So at the Gemara, La Abaya, Tony Sefer Legluya Resha. According to Abaye, it says the Sefer that we're talking about, that all three people are alive, but tell us Ishno and the Resha also we're talking about all three people are alive. And still it says all you have to be Mavatl is just to one. So that's the Raya Tabaye Shita. That when you're Mavatl, you're Rishus, the two people that made an Erev, it's enough to Mavatl to one of them. You don't have to Mavatl to each one separately. So therefore it says the Sefer just to tell us we're talking about in the case that all three people are still alive. And the Rabba, according to Rabba, what do we need this last case for? Is Ivy the Tony Ratio, Tony Nami Sefer. And the Chlamet, there's no Chiddush here. Just since it says the Ratio, it says it over again in the Sefer. Strashi Adi the Tony Ratio, Echot Shalai Iruv, Noisen Rishusa Le Echot Shiruv. Since it says that one that made an error could, one that did not make an error could Mavatl his Rishus to the other two, is Tonahach Sefer the Yipcha Loi. Ulyolam Ratio, but the heavier you miss, the Sefer, but the Isnaya. According to Rabba, the Reish is talking about when the person died, the Sefer when the person is alive, and then Echnam is just saying over the same case the opposite way. But there's no Chiddush according to Rabba. Right, another case was, V'ein Shnayim She'irvu Noisnin Rishuson L'Shnayim Shla'irvu. And two people, V'ein Shnayim She'irvu, two people that made an Erev together, cannot be Mavato their Rishus, to two people that did not make an Erev. Notice you have four people in the Chotzer, two of them made an Erev, so those two can't be Mavatol to the other two. For the Gemara Sul Omeli, what do we need this for? Pshita, like we had before. Since these two do not make an Erev, they ask the Zeal Zeh, or Sul Omeli. Marloi Tzricha, Debotole Chad Minayon Lechavri. Even though one of these two people now will Mavatol his Rishut to the other person. Mal Detaim, I would think Lishtari, it should be Mutin now Le Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, still, it's no good. The Kamash Malon, Kivun de Beidna Debotol. Since we're talking about first these two people were mavatul their rishus to the other two, so at that time, since there are two people living in the chotzer, it's us of them to carry out. Like the svara we said before, at that time the bitul is bottle. If that doesn't help, even though two people made it, again you have four people living here, two of them made an erev chatzeris and the other two did not. Now these two that made the erev are mavatul their rishus to these other two people, at that time nothing is chal. For since two people are still living here, and they don't have an Erev together, they ask those Zeal Zeh. So even though later on one of these two is Mabatl, his Rishus to the last one, still it doesn't help. Because at the time when the first Bittl took place, it didn't help, so that Bittl is like not here anymore. So now all you're doing now is be Mabatl your Rishus to your friend, but the other two people are still here. It's Kamash Malon, Kivim de Be'idna de Botul, Lei Hevi Lei Shar Yusuf, Hai Chotzer. At the time when the first two were mavatl to the other two, there was no hetter chal at that time. Like, it doesn't help anymore. Their bottle is like bitlas, like bottles, not here anymore. So now you still have all four living here. So just one of these two is mavatl to the other one, that doesn't help. Right. Another case was v'ein shnayim shleirvu noisten resuson l'shnayim shleirvu. You have four people. Nobody made an eruv. Two cannot be mavatl to the other two. But the machmul hasul omli. What do I need this for? Pshita. Leitzricha the Amri, here the Chiddush is, even though the two that's mevatel to the other two said, Kiniyah manas lahaknois. I am mevatel our rishus to you two, and you two both have a right to be matnu to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. And the svar was that since they did not take advantage, and that second right away mevatlit, so at the beginning, first two were mevatel to the other two, since Lamaisa two are still living in the chotzer, they ask of zeh, it doesn't help the bittul. Therefore, since it doesn't help at that time, it can't help later on. That's the chiddush here. So the Gemara now in Yishayel, boi minei rova mirav nachman, yoyrish mahu shivatu rishus. Let's say yoyrish, zatrashi, sheshokach oviv v'lo irav. Beginning of Shabbos, you have three people living in the chotzer. Two of them made an eruv chaseris, and one person forgot to. He didn't make an eruv chaseris. And that person died Shabbos by night. Leirv. Umeis for Shabbos died on Shabbos. For Leibitu Rishusa, he was not Mavatel Rishusa before he died. Mahu Shivatel HaYirsh. Now the Lamaiser is that Yerusha takes place right away. So the son yashins his father's chotzer on Shabbos, his father's house, and it looks as if the son lives there now. So the Shaila is the son allowed to be Mavatel his Rishusa on Shabbos, so that Akoponim, the other two people, are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because if the Yerush is not Mavatel his Rishus, the son that Yashins, that inherits his father, so he's like living there, he'll answer on the other two. So what's the Shaila, the Gemara? Heicha the